1 Maccabees 1:6-1. Then came up John from Gazara, and told Simon his father what Zenbius had done. 1:6-2. Wherefore Simon called his two eldest sons, Judas and John, and said unto them, I, and my brethren, and my father's house, have ever from my youth unto this day fought against the enemies of Israel. And things have prospered so well in our hands, that we have delivered Israel oftentimes. 1:6-3. But now I am old, and ye, by God's mercy, are of a sufficient age. Be ye instead of me, and my brother, and go, and fight for our nation, and the help from heaven be with you. 1:6-4. So he chose out of the country 20,000 men of war, with horsemen, who went out against Zenbius, and rested that night at Modin. 1:6-5. And when as they rose in the morning, and went into the plain, behold, a mighty great host, both of footmen and horsemen, came against them. Howbeit there was a water brook betwixt them. 1:6-6. So he and his people pitched over against them. And when he saw that the people were afraid to go over the water brook, he went first over himself, and then the men, seeing him, passed through after him. 1:6-7. That done, he divided his men, and set the horsemen in the midst of the footmen. For the enemy's horsemen were very many. 1:6-8. Then sounded they with the holy trumpets. Whereupon Zenbius and his host were put to flight, so that many of them were slain, and the remnant get them to the stronghold. 1:6-9. At that time was Judas, John's brother, wounded. But John still followed after them, until he came to Cedron, which Zenbius had built. 1:6-10. So they fled even unto the towers in the fields of Azotus. Wherefore he burned it with fire, so that there were slain of them about 2,000 men. Afterward he returned into the land of Judea in peace. 1:6-11. Moreover, in the plain of Jericho was Ptolemaeus the son of Abubus made captain, and he had abundance of silver and gold. 1:6-12. For he was the high priest's son-in-law. 1:6-13. Wherefore his heart being lifted up, he thought to get the country to himself, and thereupon consulted deceitfully against Simon and his sons to destroy them. 1:6-14. Now Simon was visiting the cities that were in the country, and taking care for the good ordering of them. At which time he came down himself to Jericho with his sons, Mattathias and Judas, in the 137th year, in the 11th month, called Sabbat. 1:6-15. Where the son of Abubus, receiving them deceitfully into a little hold, called Dacus, which he had built, made them a great banquet. Howbeit he had hid men there. 1:6-16. So when Simon and his sons had drunk largely, Ptolemy and his men rose up, and took their weapons, and came upon Simon into the banqueting place, and slew him, and his two sons, and certain of his servants. 1:6-17. In which doing he committed a great treachery, and recompensed evil for good. 1:6-18. Then Ptolemy wrote these things, and sent to the king, that he should send him an host to aid him, and he would deliver him the country and cities. 1:6-19. He sent others also to Gazara to kill John. And unto the tribunes he sent letters to come unto him, that he might give them silver and gold and rewards. 1:6-20. And others he sent to take Jerusalem and the mountain of the temple. 1:6-21. Now one had run afore to Gazara, and told John that his father and brethren were slain, and quoth he, Ptolemy hath sent to slay thee also. 1:6-22. Hereof when he heard, he was sore astonished. So he laid hands on them that were come to destroy him, and slew them. For he knew that they sought to make him away. 1:6-23. As concerning the rest of the acts of John, and his wars, and worthy deeds, which he did, and the building of the walls, which he made, and his doings, 1:6-24. Behold, these are written in the chronicles of his priesthood, from the time he was made high priest, after his father.